Beginning at 4 on News Talk 1570.
The latest breaking news, weather updates, snow reports, snow closing information, and traffic updates for your ride home. WHAS 11 at 4, 5, and 5:30. Now on News Talk 1570.
WHAS 11 News on the radio weekday afternoons at 4 and 5 on News Talk 1570.
News Talk 1570 weather is brought to you by Bright Pest Control, serving Kentuckiana since 1990 with free estimates. Bright Pest Control, we know it bugs you. For this afternoon, we'll have showers and thunderstorms as temperatures fall to the low 50s. We'll have winds gusting to 25 miles an hour. There's a chance of rain this evening. Skies will clear overnight, a low 38. Friday will wrap up the week with a sunny day or high 56. Saturday should be sunny with a high 58. I'm Rod Tanner with News Talk 1570 weather.
News and information is here. News Talk 1570 WNDA.
Welcome back. You're listening to Real Life, and I am your host, Kristen Riddick. It is Thankful Thursdays where we talk about community and home. We're continuing our home kind of real estate segment today by talking about what questions should we be asking a loan officer, whether we are refinancing or purchasing a home? What are those good questions to figure out if we have, quote unquote, a great loan officer? Because we need to get those questions answered and feel comfortable with the decisions we're making. For many of us, the biggest purchase we will ever make is the house that we purchase. So it behooves us to take a little time and make sure we're doing all the right stuff. And right now, the rates and the programs out there are really strong for folks that are interested in refinancing or purchasing. So joining me this morning is Bob Schmucke from the Home Lending Source, and we're going to talk a little bit about what questions he thinks would be good for us to address to our lender. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. How are you today, Kristen?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I think maybe a touch under the weather, but I think pretty much everybody is right now with the way the weather's been changing.
Yeah. Jason and I were talking about that earlier today. It's, you know, all the allergies. It's going to be a battle for everybody this year because of our winter being so mild. It's going to be a challenge, I think. I think we could have a lot of sinus headaches and everything going on this year. So I was saying earlier that my daughter had one of those after playing tennis, and I gave her two Benadryls when she went to bed last night. She woke up this morning. She goes, "Man, I had the best sleep. I slept so heavy and had these great dreams." And you know, she's like, "Those Benadryl worked." So you know, you got to get some sleep and hopefully try to keep from having a lot of the sinus infection and all that. So anyway, we're what's been going on in the market? Just give us an update. You've been staying busy. We were just talking to Joe Hayden, and he said things are starting to pick up, and he's had some homes where they've been had multiple offers on it at the same time, which tells us that the market is really improving for us in Kentuckiana.
I agree 110%, actually. It's been a really busy last 6 months, 8 months. The rates are wonderful, and despite some of the doom and gloom, there's still plenty of programs out there for people who will qualify. And, you know, really, I see a, I don't know necessarily a, I guess a pickup, yes, but I definitely don't see, you know, much of a downturn right now. I think it's maybe we've kind of leveled off some. And certainly realtors I work with are saying the same thing. You know, I actually work with Joe as well, and he's, you know, seeing the same thing that I'm seeing across the board. Definitely a pickup in the numbers.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I think that's really encouraging for folks that are interested in making a transition from the house they're in. You know, I think many people have delayed that. I wanted to downsize. I need a bigger home. We need a, you know, we need a home that is all on one level, whatever it might be. And changes take place in people's lives, and they need to change the property that they have. And I think a lot of people have delayed that, and I think it's there are a lot of good indicators that you can make those choices now, and that the market is really picking up, especially when you've got people making multiple offers for good homes. So that's very encouraging.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So one of the things that I think is always a challenge for folks is the financing side, because we're a little intimidated by that. Most of us, that's not necessarily our forte, and we want to make sure we're making a good decision, and yet sometimes we feel like we shouldn't ask a lot of questions because we don't want to be perceived as not knowing the answers or not having a good understanding of it. But there are a lot of really good questions we should be asking the loan officer, and there are no dumb questions. And if you have a good loan officer, any question you ask them, they will help you navigate through. So help us there may be different questions depending on whether we're purchasing or we're refinancing. So maybe we should start off by talking about those who are out there in the market that are purchasing a home.
Yeah, you know, some of the questions I think would go across the board for any loan. And I kind of like to think of it as two things. One, questions that a consumer should think about asking, and then questions that I would hope that as a consumer that you would get asked by the loan officer.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, basically, you know, the main thing is always balancing costs and rates and making sure that loan's going to actually fit what your goal is in the home as far as how long you'll be there. And a lot of things that I think most people will really focus in on, mainly consumers, and then, of course, the lenders will come right behind and they'll focus on it because that's what consumers are the rates only. And you always want to look at a combination of what your rate and payment will be and then the costs on the loan, because you can adjust both of those, and depending on your time in the home, one way or another may be actually better. And I can explain that a little bit.
Yeah.
Basically, short and sweet is that, you know, as you have a lower rate, generally, no matter what you call it, you can call it a buy-down or more origination cost, it's basically translating into more upfront cost on the loan to have a lower rate, or the other way would be a little bit of a higher rate than the going market and less upfront cost. And which way is better just depends on how long you'll be there. If you have the lowest rate that anybody ever heard of, but it costs you, you know, much money to get that, and you're not going to be in the home as long as it takes to get that money back, then that low rate really did you no good. So I think one of the main questions you should ask, or that I would hope that you're asked by your lender, is, you know, how long are you going to be in the home? And, you know, what is your time frame you think you'll be in the home? And then you make sure that the rate and the costs are doing what they need to give you the best financial, you know, bang for your buck, so to speak, for the time that you will be in the home.
That makes a lot of sense, and it does make a huge difference, because if you are, let's say you're with a corporation and you know that on average you've moved every, you know, 3 to 5 years with the company, so that's going to have a completely different perspective on things than, oh my gosh, this is a house we've always wanted, we're moving up to this house, we're going to have kids, and we want to stay here 20 years.
Absolutely. Correct.
You know, and I think statistically, the person stays in a home, you know, on average, like, I think it's around 5 to 7 years. I think it's somewhere in there. It's not
That's
as long as you would think.
We're getting.
Yeah, it's not as long as you would think it is. I think people would say, oh, they stay in the house. But, you know, people tend to move. So, if you know, it's a good question to have a loan officer ask you, or you as the lender, as the person who's lending, you know, getting the money, thinking about, you're going to have to make sense. You need to think about, well, how long am I going to be here, and how is that going to play into how much cost I want to put up front to get the lowest rate, or put less cost up front because I'm only going to be here for 5 years, right?
Absolutely correct.
Yeah. So that makes a big difference in it. What's something else that we should be thinking about when we think about talking to our loan officer?
Well, there's another small question. This is kind of a detailed question, but I have many people that actually have a desire after the loan closes to do something, and that would be pay a little extra towards it. A lot of people that are doing well are trying to pay their mortgage down, and that's a wonderful thing. And a question you should ask up front, just so that you are aware and you don't assume how that works, is how to make extra payments. If you want to make extra payments, if you want to make payments towards the principal, large sums or just a little bit extra each month, you know, how is that applied? And the truth in many situations is that different servicers will apply any extra payments in a different fashion. They, you know, you can apply them almost across the board. I mean, some lenders don't allow it, but most of them do. It's just that they all have a little different procedure. And so if you don't ask that question and at least get, you know, some type of an answer of how that works or what the servicer's number will be after the fact, the problem is you can be applying what you think is a principal payment when in fact it's just going towards future payments. And there's a big difference there. You're not paying it down as quick. So not something that comes across for every single borrower, but it's come across quite a bit here lately, and I've noticed a lot of people did not have payments they thought were principal payments being applied the way they thought they would because they never asked.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is, well, it can make a big difference on how quickly you're going to see that the balance come down if you're not paying attention to it. So you may be thinking you're doing this great service to yourself, but if you don't check it out, they could apply it just to your payment in the future versus applying it to the actual balance on your loan.
Absolutely correct.
Right. So what other questions should folks be asking about? And one of the things that I think comes up is, you know, what kind of choices that I have for loans? Some people, one of the things that I think happens is people look at a loan officer and maybe they work for a particular bank and they only have a certain number of programs versus working with somebody who's independent who may have more choices. So one of the things I think is important is being able to know that you have options, and if you've, you know, depending on what your situation is and how much money you're putting down and what your credit score is, and of course there's a lot of things that depend on what, you know, choices you have, but understanding what your options are on the lending side.
Well, that's
absolutely
programs. Correct, and that's another point actually I wanted to make. And
I didn't know that, but it's just something that comes to mind when I think about this.
Well, many lenders, it's interesting. I have somebody talk to me, and they'll always, it seems like, mention the last time that they did this, unquote. And they'll basically say something to the effect of, "Wow, I didn't know that I could do 15 or 20 or 30,
right,
or that I could adjust my costs and my rates." And what happens is hopefully the loan officer is mentioning, well, hey, here's all of your options based on the goals that you told me. But if they're not asking you what your goals are, or if you're not telling them what your goals are, sometimes assumption can be made and you're only offered one product. So one thing I think that you should ask, or that should be asked of you, no matter which way it goes, as long as it's out there, what's your main goal for the mortgage? And, you know, it could be that you need to lower your payment. Could
right.
be that you need to get some money to do some repairs in the house. You could be wanting to debt consolidate. You could just want to, hey, I want to pay this off sooner. I don't care that my payment will go up. Can we go to a shorter term, like a 15-year, and pay this off quicker? Once those goals are clear, and a loan officer would know clearly what the customer is trying to accomplish, many times there are several ways to get to that. And that is exactly correct. I always like to provide options. And that way, really, it's the customer deciding, hey, here's what I can do, which one's best for me. And that's a very important part, because that will keep you not only happy during the process, but in a year after you've done the loan and you look back, you'll be right where you wanted to be, because you actually got the right program for you.
Yeah, because I think sometimes people will make assumptions like, I'm going to, as a loan officer, I so many people come in and ask me how they can keep their payment low. So people make an assumption like, I'm going to show them this package because this is how it's going to keep their payment down the most, versus asking what their real goals are. And so it's easy to just kind of get caught up in that and not realize that other people, you know, everybody has kind of a different agenda, right?
Absolutely correct. And a real specific example, you know, to that is, you kind of touched on it a moment ago, but, you know, you can at times take a rate, and I have a very specific example, somebody I was dealing with several months ago, who, in fact, they were only going to be in town for about 2 years. They do have a contract agreement with their employer that they'd come here to help set up a division, and they were going to be leaving 2 years later to go back to where they were. They decided to buy only because of the market being so good to buy. And basically, in that situation, if you didn't get those details of exactly what their goals are, you wouldn't know that, hey, giving them the absolute lowest base rate out there is not the best
way for them to go. It's not a thing for them, yeah.
In fact, we gave them a rate that was just a touch higher than that. Their payment went up a few dollars a month, but I was able to give them very, very close to, you know, no closing cost on that loan, which benefited them more, because that little bit of extra payment per month never was going to reach what the closing cost would have been at a lot lower rate. So
yeah.
it's a very simple, you know, and I guess you could have given them the other loan and it would have been okay, but it would have cost them more money and just by a simple thing of not asking those questions.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll continue our discussion with Bob Schmucke when we come back from Home Lending Source. Don't go away. You're listening to Real Life.
It's Real Life with Kristen. Send Kristen an email, kristen@newstalk1570.com. Real Life with Kristen Riddick. We'll be right back after this on Newstalk 1570 WNBA.
From the WHS 11 newsroom, I'm Michelle Arnold for News Talk 1570. A meeting tonight in Sellersburg to help determine where 1,200 students in Henryville will finish the remainder of the school year. Their school was destroyed in Friday's tornado. The building housed elementary, middle, and high schoolers. The students will be transferred to other schools with open space. A Cordon man is helping tornado victims reconnect with some of their keepsakes that were blown away. Chase Horton has created a Facebook page called Returning Memories to Tornado Victims. Chase has already had some luck. And a man from New Jersey accused of taking advantage of tornado victims in southern Indiana faces a judge. Matthew Smith's bond was set at $50,000 by a Clark County judge on charges of burglary. He was arrested in Henryville after neighbors told police he was stealing copper from a destroyed home. Police believe he drove to the area just to loot homes and businesses. The Louisville Cardinals took on Seton Hall in the Big East tournament last night at Madison Square Garden. Peyton Siva led the Cards with 14 points. The Cards win at 61-55. The Cards take on number 2 seed Marquette tonight. And the Hoosiers open play this afternoon at 1:55. In the Big Ten tournament, they face Penn State. The Wildcats play tomorrow in the SEC tournament. They face the winner of the LSU-Arkansas game today. And a rainy Thursday on tap for Kentuckiana, up to 1 to 2 inches of rain possible by this evening. Tonight, clearing and cooler with a low of 37. That's your news update from WHAS 11 on News Talk 1570.
I'm Dr. Michael Cassaro, host of the Painless Living Show, where we provide you with answers and information about all of your pain problems. Learn about chronic pain problems, what can help, and self-help techniques. The topics vary each week, and I answer questions from listeners like you on every show. The Painless Living Show is heard on WNDA every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Please tune in, listen, and learn how to lead a pain-free life.
Town & Country Ford is happy to join all of Kentuckiana in celebrating the grand reopening of the legendary Louisville Assembly Plant, the new home of the all-new 2013 Ford Escape.
Ford Escape.
This is a great event for our community and will provide a tremendous benefit to the area economy. We'd like to invite everyone, including Ford employees, to stop by Town & Country Ford at 6015 Preston Highway under the Big American flag to learn more about the exciting new Ford Escape and to get to know our friendly and helpful staff. We have a tremendous selection of new Fords and quality pre-owned vehicles in stock and ready to roll. While you're here, take advantage of our work service special. It's much more than an oil change. The works includes tire rotation, brake inspection, oil change, belts and hoses check, filter check, battery test, multi-point inspection, and fluid top-off. All for just $39.95, no appointment necessary. Louisville's low-price leader, Town & Country Ford, has been family-owned and operated, serving the Louisville community for over 42 years. Stop by and see us on Preston Highway and visit us on the web at FordLouisville.com.
Retail purchase only up to 5 quarts oil and filter, taxes and disposal fee extra, hybrid battery test excluded. See service advisor for details.
News and information is here. News Talk 1570 WNDA.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining me today. It has been Thankful Thursdays. We have had a great day today talking about the folks at Yum and KFC that are helping out with a lot of the volunteers and victims from the tornado. We also have events happening this weekend at the YPASS Youth Performing Arts School. They have a play festival that's happening on Friday and Saturday this weekend and next weekend. We had Joe Hayden on. If you missed Joe Hayden, that's a realtor in town. He is the number one buyer agent here in the community. You can go to joehaydenrealtor.com and check it out and give him a call if you're interested in buying or selling. We are joined this morning by Bob Schmucke. He is a loan officer with the Home Lending Source here in the community. He is located right off of Blankenbaker Lane. And we've been talking about the questions you need to be asking your loan officer. Hopefully, a lot of these questions they're asking you. But if they aren't, how long you're going to be in the home? Do you want to make extra payments? You know, what kind of choices you have on your loan are questions that you should be asked of you, or you should be asking. Bob, while we have a couple more minutes, are there any other words of wisdom that we want to make sure we share with the listeners when it comes to getting a loan?
Well, I tell you, the one thing I think that I run into the most is and I've heard this very recently and again and again, is that people do enjoy the fact that I tell them call anytime. And really, if I can leave you with one thing and leave all the customers or anybody that would be listening with one thing, and that is never hesitate to call and ask questions. If you're being made to feel like you're asking too many questions, then there's an issue there, because the real estate transaction, whether it's a purchase or a refinance, for most everybody out there, other than a select few, that's among the biggest transactions that you'll do in your whole lifetime. And so if you can't ask as many questions as you need to ask until you feel comfortable that you know just what you're doing and why you're doing it, then I feel that there'd be an issue in that situation. So that's one thing I tell my customers, call me anytime. If you call me 10 times a day, you still haven't beat the people that have called me the most. until you're happy and you know what's going on, then I think you should keep asking questions to that point.
Well, you know what? It's one of those little things that if you have a gut reaction to something where you feel like you're either being intimidated by something or you can't ask the questions and your senses tell you that this just doesn't seem right, then it probably isn't. You need to feel comfortable with the person you're working with, and you need to feel like you're making good choices and that you're well informed. And if somebody said to you, so what kind of deal did you get on your loan that you just purchased your house? And you say, well, I think we got a good rate, or if you're not really able to answer those questions in a way that you feel really good about, that you're confident about it, then there's probably a problem.
I agree. If somebody asks a customer of mine that question, I'd love for them to say,
man, I had this great deal. Exactly.
And I got these costs, and it fit my goals for this amount of time, and I felt like I really knew what I was doing. If you get anything less than that, then maybe they didn't ask enough questions or they weren't given the right answers.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody refinances and they can say, you know what, it's really cool because I'm actually paying a little bit extra, I shortened the length of my loan, and man, I'm going to, if I sell this house in 2 years, I'll have added $30,000 down on my balance, to my principal. So if they can't say those kinds of things, then they didn't get the answer. So
I agree.
Yeah, Bob is located. He is the branch manager over at the Home Lending Source. They are located right off of Blankenbaker Lane. There's all sorts of new construction happening over there where the buildings are, close to where Southeast Christian is, right off of Blankenbaker, across the street. You can call him directly at 618-8449. And so give Bob a call if you have any questions, if you're interested in refinancing, or if you want to get pre-approved for a home. This is the time of year where things start to really pick up. So thanks, Bob, for being with us today. Always love it.
It's always a pleasure. I appreciate it. And take care of yourself.
All right. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for joining me today. Tomorrow is Food and Finance.